I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Rosie Dakin's Butter Baked Goods here in Vancouver at Mackenzie and 33rd Avenue has been a big hit and has now inspired a second cookbook. The new one is called Butter Celebrates, a year of sweet recipes to share with family and friends. It's a beautifully illustrated and easy. It is beautifully illustrated and has easy-to-follow recipes for every occasion. Ms. Dakin joins me now, whether it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Mother's Day, Hanukkah, Valentine's Day, or even St. Patrick's Day. There are tasty ideas for treats, and there are also recipes for stuff to bake for neighbors you want to welcome to the neighborhood, or treats for a beloved dog. The previous book was called Butter Baked Goods and was a bestseller, as I suspect this new book will be. It's published by Appetite, which is an imprint of Random House. The website for more is at butterbakedgoods.com. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Rosie Dakin. Ms. Dakin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Excellent.
So, as I said in the introduction, it is a handsome book. So, how do you go about in terms of putting a book like this together in terms of crafting the recipes? Does that take a long time?
Well, yes. I mean, my first book was a little different because I had, that was based on the recipes that we make every day at the bakery. So I'd been at that for 5 years, and sort of it was an exercise in scaling back down the recipes and making them work back again for home kitchens. Whereas the new book, was many of those recipes were from scratch, just trying to work around the season. Some were favorites of mine that I'd been using again still for years. But it was a bit more work.
Yeah.
I'll say, than the first one, just because of the timeline.
And is there a lot of testing that goes on?
Oh, yes. My husband is a very keen tester, as are all my friends and family and of course, everybody I work with at the bakery.
Yeah, I would think being your neighbor would be a fun thing to you know.
It's not bad. Yeah.
And
turned a big good.
The photographs are by Janice Nicolay. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Yeah.
Yes, we had a lot of fun doing that. We'd get together at least once a week. Mm-hmm. I would bake up a storm the day before, and then we'd meet up and we'd spend an entire day just photographing baked goods.
Oh, so these are things that you've actually baked. They're not like some stylist.
Oh, no. I literally, every single thing in that book I made the day of or the day before we photographed it.
So entertaining is something that you enjoy doing, but for a lot of us, we find it daunting. We think that baking certainly is too difficult or too time-consuming, that if we screw it up, we're finished.
Well, I don't know. I mean, certainly the style of my baking, I mean, I think it's very approachable, very achievable. I don't consider it too intimidating. And you only have to have a few successes to kind of get your confidence up, I think. Hmm. So, my recommendation would always be, don't start too crazy. Like,
yeah.
A Hello Dolly. Anybody can manage a Hello Dolly.
Yeah. The other thing is I'm not artistically inclined. I can't draw for the life of me. So I'm worried that I won't be able to do some of the things that you do in the book in terms of, say, piping the icing on the cupcake.
But all of that stuff, I mean, again, I as I stressed in my first book and in my second, I'm a self-taught baker.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I know, I would say, comes from practice. And, even your worst screw-up is going to taste pretty good. I mean...
That's true, yeah.
Consider the components.
Exactly, yeah. In terms of things that we need to have on hand, if we're going to make the stuff in Butter Celebrates, sort of staples that we need in our cupboards... Are there things that you swear by?
Well, butter.
Exactly.
I hope you've got a bit of that. But, yeah, I would say overall, the great thing, too, about the recipes in these books, I mean, there's nothing too crazy and extravagant. I mean, I require a little pistachio paste now and then, which, might be a bit of a hunt for some people to find. But short of that, everything is pretty basic, a good... sugars, flours, nuts, fresh eggs, butter, icing sugar. These are all, like, super easy, accessible
ingredients. And they don't cost that much either. We don't have to go for fancy stuff, right?
No, not at all. Yeah, I mean, again, pistachio paste, it's a little expensive, but at the end of the day, I think it's so worth it.
Yeah, and in terms of butter itself, because that's the name of your business, that's the name of these books, a lot of people worry about it in terms of say, the health implications. Some people said, you know, use margarine. I guess you're not in that camp.
I'm not in that camp, absolutely not. But, you know, I really believe, I mean, you know, I think I was raised, we were all raised for the most part on, you know, your mom cooked with butter.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in moderation. I think, you know, there's nothing that's going to impart flavor in the same way that butter does.
Exactly.
And so, you know, a little bit now and then, I think it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, and so that's something that we should have in our refrigerator.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And maybe an extra pound or two in the freezer.
Ah, okay, so you can freeze these things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Does butter, by the way, does it change in price? Or does it stay?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Butter does fluctuate, for sure. I mean, it certainly does for us. I know we have, you know, we at Butter possess something called a butter permit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allows us to buy our butter at a better price. But it fluctuates monthly.
And all the butter that you guys use, is that local? Or?
Yeah. Our butter all comes to us through the Saputo Dairy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and we do bring in a lot of it every week.
This may sound like a dumb question, and it's not the first one I'll ask, but does butter change in terms of, because we're hearing a lot of these things now with the election about dairy coming into the country from the United States especially. Does it taste differently from different places, for example?
Yes, it does.
I see.
There definitely is, there's going to be a range from dairy to dairy, and I mean now we're seeing too, we're seeing more specialty dairies, like more sort of independent,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, of course there's, I mean it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, beef would vary in flavor,
right?
Depending on what it'd been, you know, where it'd been grazing and what it'd been doing. So butter is sort of the same. I mean, it really depends who it's coming from.
Now, in the book, you talk about substitutions, because we sometimes have to substitute things,
yeah.
Whether it's for diet or allergies, or just we don't have it, whatever we need on hand.
Yeah.
Where are you on that in terms of say, I mean, are the recipes in the book, are they adaptable at all?
Or? Well, I have no problem at all with people trying to sort of, we'll say, make it their own.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's half the fun of baking, really. I mean, you can go in there and tweak it to, you know, how your preferences. But I can't always guarantee the results. So that's something everyone's got to be prepared for in any baking, you know, when you're in there trying something new.
Yeah.
You know, the recipes I can tell you that those have been tested and the results are tasty. But don't let that stop you. If you want to swap out all-purpose flour and use half whole wheat and, you know, something else, I say sure, try it. I just, and let me know how it turned out.
Yeah. I'm allergic to cinnamon, so there's some recipes in here that you can.
And cinnamon being a spice,
yeah.
I would say in lots of applications you could remove it. Now, you know, if you're making a cinnamon bun,
right,
that might be a challenge. But if you're using it as, you know, something as simple as a cookie or like a raisin cookie or something like that, if you needed to omit that, sure,
yeah.
I it could be done. Again, the end result will be slightly different, but I'm sure it will still be tasty.
And so we talked about the cost of getting the sort of staples we need. Some of the tools that you use, I mean, will it cost a lot to get outfitted to make some of the stuff here?
Well, you know, I address that in the book with the hopes that, I mean, if you don't have, you know, all your basics for the kitchen, you know, you can kind of build on it. You don't have to try and do it all in one day. But I do recommend that if you're out buying supplies or kitchen utensils, whatever it might be, that if you do opt to try and buy the best quality that you can afford, it's a good investment. You'll have it for a lifetime. And, you know, there's some things that, you know, are easy to pick up at the dollar store, but you won't necessarily, they won't, you know, kitchen scissors, I say,
yeah.
You can buy them at the dollar store, easy peasy. true, but you will need to replace them quite often. Whereas if, you know, if we spent a little bit more money and bought a good pair, you'd be set.
You know, if I'm probably the only one in town who hasn't been to Butter, but
what are you doing?
But it's funny because I was talking to you with folks from even out of town last few days, and they know it. So a lot of people have been there. In terms of what's popular there to buy, I mean, what do you find that you need to keep in stock all the time because people are looking for them in terms of purchasing?
Oh, well, I mean, we bake so much every day. It's very, there's a lot of options at Butter Baked Goods. But our cookies, for sure, I mean, that's just a given. We go through so many of those a day. We make these big, giant sandwich cookies that we've, become known and loved for, I'd say. And our cakes, so many cakes go out the door every day, basic, birthday cakes and just for all-round celebrations. But everyone loves our buttercream. Mm-hmm. But, of course, we also offer breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. So that keeps people coming back as well. Because now you can just sit in Butter and enjoy it. You don't have to take your goodies home right away.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot in this town. And there's a recipe in the book for macarons.
Yes.
Why are they so popular?
Have you had one?
I have, but I mean, they're delicious. But it's just that you go downtown, for example, and there's like half a dozen stores at least in one street.
Yes. Well, I think there is a sort of, to some degree, there is a novelty to it. It's a relatively new product, I'd say, to our market. Mm-hmm. And they're, I love them. I think they are just delicious. They're light enough. It's just the best treat. And, you can have so much fun with them. I mean, you've got so many great different flavors you can make with them. You can just, your imagination can go wild. And that in itself is sort of intriguing, I think, for people.
So it's not difficult to make, right?
No, really, actually, it's funny. I think that that's one item that people would find the idea of quite intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But in actuality, when you go to make it, it's, very few ingredients. And it's just, there's a few little tricks that you've got to know. But short of that, easy peasy.
Yeah.
And very rewarding when you make them and they turn out. You think, now this feels good.
Yeah, yeah. Red velvet cake. I mean, a lot of people love that. I quite like red velvet cake myself. How do you explain that to people? Because you do that in the book, actually. I found that quite interesting. Because how do you explain why it's red and what it actually is?
Well, it is a funny thing. I mean, I must say the novelty of red velvet cake it sort of boggles my mind a bit. Because really, at the end of the day, it's a vanilla cake with a little bit of coconut in, or a little bit of cocoa in it.
Mm.
Like just a little. And red food coloring.
I see.
So, you can't taste red. The red doesn't impart any flavor. So, now, historically, it did, in the sense that the reason the cake was red was because of the cocoa. The cocoa itself, using an alkaline cocoa, it would turn the cake, it would impart it with sort of more of a red color.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, of course, we achieve that with food coloring. But people are just, they love it. And I think, well, if you close your eyes, what are you eating? Like, are you...
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's really funny. But it is delicious. It's just, I think, it's sort of a vanilla cake hidden as something else.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the way some places do these things now, I'm sure it's the same at Butter. It just looks great,
mm-hmm.
and you're. I think you're buying it for that just as much as the flavor.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, once it's covered in cream cheese, buttercream, and crushed walnuts, it's pretty delicious.
Yeah, that's you're finished. Yeah. Did you bake treats for your dog?
Oh yes, mm-hmm. Zelda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and we sell a lot of doggy treats every day at the bakery.
Yeah, and what's the difference between that and, say, a regular cookie? Is there something in a dog biscuit that...
Well, there's nothing in there you can't eat.
I see, okay.
But it's certainly, it's a savory cookie. I mean, it's not a sweet cookie because you don't want to be giving your doggy that. And it has bacon in it and has parsley in it and peanut butter, all things your dog likes.
Yeah. Do you bake anything special for Halloween around the house?
Oh, around the house?
Yeah.
Well, not so much around the house anymore because my daughter's 22. But we bake an awful lot of Halloween treats at Butter.
Yeah.
So, you know, from witchy fingers to the little ghost meringues that are so cute that are in the book, and endless cookies, seasonal-shaped cookies. Halloween is actually really fun.
Yeah, Halloween seems to be the holiday for cookies, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
you know.
Yeah, and again, it's just you can have so much fun with it.
Yeah. Where are you in terms of storing cookies? Mason jars versus cookie jars? I mean, is there a difference?
Well, as long as you've got a good seal on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're really good and you eat them quick enough, the seal doesn't matter.
How long are cookies usually after you bake them? How long are you supposed to keep them?
Well, if we were making a cookie to send to the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
we would give it about 7 days. But at home on your shelf, I mean, same thing in a cookie jar. I mean, you know, for me, my favorite kind of cookie is a very fresh cookie. Like, day two, I'm not even that interested in the cookie. But day one, I'm all over it. So I sort of think any time, after 3 days, 4 days, make a new batch. Or freeze them.
Oh, I see. Okay, so they last long in the freezer?
Yeah, and I mean, the other option is just to freeze the actual dough, the cookie dough.
Oh, and then use that when you want to make them, right?
Yeah.
We can get butter-baked goods at grocery stores?
Yes, we sell our line of marshmallows
mm-hmm.
All across North America and throughout, across North America and Canada and Japan. So you can find those in the strangest places. the tiniest little shops where you'll find butter-baked goods.
Yeah.
And then we also wholesale shortbread and tea and s'mores and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What? Where in town can we find it other than at Mackenzie and 33rd?
You can find it at Stong's.
I see.
You can find it at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it at Urban Fair. Off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I think those are the biggies.
The other thing that I wondered, because as I said, there's just a surfeit of macaron places nowadays and French bakeries throughout. I mean, I'm at Fraser and King Edward, and there's a French bakery around the corner.
Yes.
Are there other places in town that you like going to other than your own shop?
Oh, sure. I'd be crazy not to. I've got places for, different places for favorite things, but you can never go wrong at Thomas Haas. He makes a beautiful product, and Christmas is coming, and I look forward every year to Thomas's Stollenloaf.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. I must say I'm not huge on... I'm surrounded by sweets all day long,
mm-hmm.
so that's not my go-to. I would say if I'm out hunting for something delicious, I'd probably prefer to go to Taco Fino and eat a pile of fish tacos. That would make me super happy.
Right.
But we just have this, it's getting better every day. They have great new businesses that are starting up in Vancouver with amazing food.
Yeah, and a lot of these places, you go in there, and there are lineups, as I'm sure there are at Butterbaked Goods.
What's that?
The lineups, and I mean, they're just widely popular,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. It's really, I think, our... sort of what's happening with our whole food scene is just fantastic. You travel and you go to other big cities and you can see that sort of energy, and I really see now how that's coming, that's happening in Vancouver, which is exciting.
Finally, Rosie, if the Queen dropped by, what would you serve?
Oh, well, well, I assume, and it's maybe wrong of me to assume this, that she would like a cup of tea and some lemony lemon loaf,
mm-hmm.
but... maybe she'd rather have a slice of quiche. I don't know. I think tea and lemon loaf would be perfect.
Yeah. Well, this is, as I said, it's a handsome book.
Thank you. And
it looks easy enough. Not easy enough, but it looks like I can actually work this.
And I think you can.
I'll let you know how it turns out.
Yeah, please do.
Thanks for this. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
the website for more, butterbakegoods.com. The book is called Butter Celebrates, A Year of Sweet Recipes to Share with Family and Friends. It's published by Appetite, which is an imprint of Random House. Its author, Rosie Dakin, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.